Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. When we left off last time, we were listening to the words of Jesus, given as a response to some Pharisees' question in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 4 through 6. Let's have a reminder on the question and Jesus' initial response. After that, I want to deal with what the Pharisees say once they hear the first part of the answer that Jesus gives to them. I'm reading Matthew 19, verses 3 through 6. Some Pharisees came to Jesus testing him and asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all?" And Jesus answered and said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh'? So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no person is to separate." The Pharisees ask their test question in verse 3, and what is the answer Jesus is giving the Pharisees in verses 4 through 6? It's this: divorce and remarriage has never been the will of God. From the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, divorce has never been the will of God. Therefore, remarriage after divorce has never been the will of God. What Jesus is emphasizing by quoting Genesis is what we have been saying on this broadcast and podcast for weeks. Marriage is one man as one flesh with one woman for one lifetime. And we learned this from where? Yes, Genesis, which Jesus is quoting. God's will is that all marriages are permanent, lifelong. Only at the death of a spouse does a marriage end. In Matthew 19, verse 6, Jesus reiterates this strongly by saying, "So they are no longer two, but one flesh." That is, all marriages are to be one flesh marriages. The one flesh marriage is the first marriage. And therefore, what God has joined together, no person is to separate, meaning neither spouse is to file for divorce. Divorce is not an option in the will of God. We can restate this way: God has joined together in marriage, no spouse is to divorce. God has joined together in marriage, no spouse is to divorce. According to Jesus Christ, God takes marriage very seriously. Marriage is the will of God. Divorce is not the will of God. And right about now, many will want to ask an "what about" type question. I can see you raising your hand and flagging me down, eager to interrupt. "But Mark, what about when?" Perhaps you are looking for the exceptions. Marriage is the will of God. Divorce is not the will of God, but what about when? And that is exactly the approach the Pharisees take with Jesus. Let's return to Matthew 19 at verse 7. The Pharisees said to Jesus, "Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away?" That's Matthew 19 verse 7, where we will begin today. And here the Pharisees interrupt Jesus. They have not even heard what he has said, or they heard it but quickly ignored it because it is not what they wanted to hear. Serial adulterers, serial divorcers, and remarriagers, like the Pharisees, never want Genesis 1 and 2 quoted to them. I mean, if you want to divorce on unbiblical grounds and remarry on unbiblical grounds, and perhaps to do so again and again, then why would you want to hear Jesus say that one marriage is to last one lifetime? You wouldn't, and neither do the Pharisees. So they bring up Moses and something Moses supposedly said way back in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. Why Moses? Well, it is because Moses was the lawgiver and a paramount and well-respected figure of the Jews' past. Pharisees are setting what they think is a perfect trap for Christ. In the East, in the region of Judea, with crowds listening in, if Jesus goes against Moses, it's going to create a public outcry, or so these enemies of Jesus hope. So they pit Jesus against Moses. Jesus versus Moses. But there is a fatal flaw in their use of what Moses said. They have twisted the words and the context of the Deuteronomy passage to suit their plans for the public denunciation of Jesus. Let's spend a little time on this so we can see through what the Pharisees are trying to do with their seemingly innocent question in Matthew 19, verse 7. Verse 7 relates back to Deuteronomy chapter 24. To deal with Deuteronomy 24, 1 through 4, I am not going to read the passage. Rather, I will summarize it by using a husband and wife I am inventing. These names are totally made up, but this is accurate of what is described in the Deuteronomy passage, which you can read on your own. We must remember this is a Jewish context, and this is Old Testament law, so that what is described here must be told and understood in that context. We're not talking about a New Testament context. You will see why I say this as we now proceed. In our retelling of Deuteronomy 24, 1 through 4, the wife's name is Abigail, and her husband's name is Amos. While they are married, Abigail commits some indecency, a sin that is sexual in nature but comes short of adultery. Abigail did not commit adultery against Amos. However, Amos still presents her with a certificate of divorce and sends her out of his house. Abigail's marriage to Amos ends in divorce. Now, they should not have been divorced. They were divorced on unbiblical or unlawful grounds. Abigail did not commit adultery, so however damaging her sin against Amos was, he should not have divorced her for it. Their divorce was not acceptable to the Lord. However, Abigail packs her bags and leaves. Soon she meets another man. Let's call him Ezekiel. Abigail then gets remarried. She marries Ezekiel. Ezekiel is her second husband. But Abigail never should have gotten remarried. Her divorce from Amos was unacceptable to God. By marrying Ezekiel, Abigail now commits adultery, because in the eyes of God, her husband is still Amos. By getting remarried to Ezekiel, the Bible teaches Abigail has participated in the sin of adultery. She is sleeping with a man who is not her husband, as far as God is concerned. The Deuteronomy passage pushes this further by saying that either Ezekiel, her second husband, then gives Abigail a certificate of divorce and sends her out of his house, or Ezekiel dies. Now, can Abigail return back to her first husband, Amos, and be remarried, be married again to Amos? The whole point of Deuteronomy 24 is to say no. She cannot remarry her first husband, Amos. The insufficient grounds for divorce defile Abigail, as does the adultery she has participated in by marrying Ezekiel. This is what Moses has written. Moses has not written a command for divorce. Not a command. Remember, the Pharisees said, quoting now verse 7 in Matthew 19, "Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away?" But they have misinterpreted Scripture and misquoted Moses on purpose to trap the Lord Jesus. This is all a part of their plan to catch Jesus in a trap. Again, and as always, I encourage you to go back and read Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 through 4, for yourself. You can double-check my accuracy in my attempt to add names to the scenario described in the law by Moses. Please read the word for yourself. By doing this, you will also be reminded that Deuteronomy chapter 24 is dealing with God's law. You and I live in a time when we are under the grace of God for us through His Son, Jesus Christ, who has perfectly completed the law on our behalf if we are in Christ by faith. But our fictional friends Abigail, Amos, and Ezekiel do not belong to our time, but to that time. To hear how divorce should be dealt with in an age of grace in which we live, we need to stay tuned to what Jesus is about to say in verses 8 and following of Matthew chapter 19. Matthew is, of course, in the New Testament, which sets out for us the new covenant of which Jesus is the mediator. Having understood what the Pharisees attempt to do in verse 7, let's again listen to Jesus respond to them. After the interruption, our Lord continues in verses 8 and 9. Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it has not been this way. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery." These are direct, truthful, and hard words from Jesus. In any context where divorce for any reason is permitted, in contexts where there is easy divorce, as in the culture in which you and I live, people are going to struggle at best with the words of Christ here and flat out reject Him and His word at the worst. How will you respond? Well, let's take up verses 8 and 9 tomorrow, right here on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.